Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find me Sundays 12:30 on WJCL, although yesterday we did not air because of NBA basketball. It happens sometimes. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning and happy post-Monday, post-heritage.
Good morning. Is everybody still alive, Plaid Nation?
Yeah, yeah. I saw the pictures. Yeah, what a week and what a weekend. I saw Saturday on Facebook, because I wasn't there, as we discussed last week. I saw Saturday was steaming hot, and then Sunday apparently it rained for a couple hours. There was weather delay and everybody was under the tents. You weren't there Sunday though, right? You were just there Saturday?
That's correct. I was there on Saturday. Of course, I host, along with the Hilltop Prep Alumni Association, we host our annual alumni social every Saturday of Heritage. So I was down there on Heritage for that. So it set up and breakdown, plus the party and walking around, and it was just a sweat fest. I don't ever remember a hotter Heritage, though somebody did respond to a post that I said in regards to the heat, that there was one Heritage about 27 years ago that the temperatures reached 100 degrees, and that's pretty hot for April.
So,
and then yesterday I hosted a Heritage brunch for my daughter and her friends at my house. So
wow.
I wasn't down there, but you know, they almost made it through the tournament, but then it there was a literal deluge, just downpour, and so there was a delay, and then my understanding is they did get back to play, but then the actual finale will be played today without spectators. Is that what you heard as well?
I didn't hear anything, but I've seen that happen. As you may or may not recall, I'm a former sportscaster in this market, so I was part of a couple of moving the finish to Monday morning delays. And it's funny because, you know, it's this big build-up.
It's happened a few times that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. It's a big build-up, and then, you know, everybody goes home. Everybody goes home, even the TV stations. Back then, we went home. We were ordered back to Savannah because we'd stay over there for the weekend. And it's this big anticlimactic because everybody's, you know, building up to Sunday and the big exhale, and then nothing happens. And then Monday, there's no one around. Is what it is.
That's right. That's right. It is what it is. Yeah. And that's, you know, Mother Nature.
Yep. So did you have a good week otherwise?
I had a great week. It really was all about party preparation. Yeah. All I did all week was cook and prep and cook and prep. I had 200 people to feed. But you know, I enjoy that sort of thing, so right. It was a good time. And you had a nice vacation with family, didn't you?
Yeah, we were on a quick Thursday to Sunday morning cruise to the Bahamas. My cousin Nancy is the first of our generation of cousins to reach 60. And so they'd been planning it, goodness. They'd been planning this cruise for almost 2 years.
That's amazing. How fun.
Yeah. And so they got a group of 19 of us together. And
that's huge.
Yeah. So there was I knew half of the group. The other half I didn't know, but you know how that is. We all became quick friends. And it was a lot of sitting around talking, you know, a lot of pool time, some evening dancing. It was good. It was quick. We strolled through Nassau, went to the beach, And then Sunday morning, it's funny because I had planned this. We pulled up into Miami 7 a.m. and we were off the ship by 9:15. And we hightailed it back. I had some business, believe it or not, in St. Augustine on my way back. So we stopped there for a couple hours. And it was right back to work mentally. I'm like, okay. And so got home Sunday night about 7 p.m., which I will go ahead and shamelessly promote. We are a couple of weeks away from the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival, which is May 8th through the 12th. If anybody wants to come down and join us, you can find info at saintaugustinefoodandwinefest.com. That is not why I stopped. There were other long reasons we can discuss another time, but I needed to, number one, this is actually true. There's this restaurant that I had been told about almost a year and change ago. And every time I go down there for work, which I go down there quite a bit, a few times a year, it's usually midweek, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And this restaurant is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I've always forgotten. And I go, I park and I walk and I get there on a Wednesday. Oh, they're closed on Wednesday. And you'd think I'd figure it out by now. But a few weeks ago, I was there and I walked over there on a Wednesday just to have a drink after a dinner that I was at. Closed. Okay. So then I said, you know what? I need to stop in St. Augustine to tour this facility that I'm looking at. And I said, I know where I'm going to go have me a late lunch. And so we went to a place called Boat Drinks. And I'm going to write about it. It's at eatandlikeit.com. It was for casual bites, crispy shrimp sliders, a smash burger. I had a blackened grouper sandwich, which might have been the best I've ever had.
Those are my favorite.
It wasn't inexpensive. My grouper sandwich was $25, but when I tell you, it was perfect. It was perfect.
Wow.
It was fresh grouper because, you know, we've had plenty of frozen fish sandwiches. And this was just like eye rolling perfection. So anyway, look for that. If you subscribe to our newsletter, this week, it will be there. So you were telling me you were heavy on the barbecue last week leading up to your Heritage Fiesta, huh?
Literally, Jesse, if I never eat barbecue again, I'll be okay, because everybody knows, you know, if you come to the Heritage, the star of the show at all of the concession booths is the pulled pork. And so I don't know what I was thinking, but my daughter and her friends had rented a home, you know, for the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. Right. And I wanted to help them and, you know, have food for them at the house, because some of them were getting in kind of late on Thursday, and I knew they'd want, you know, some food. So I had come across a pretty cheap pork butt at the Harris Teeter, and I cooked it in the crock pot, you know, slow cooked it for like 12 hours and made homemade sauce, the homemade white Alabama barbecue sauce, which is my favorite, with Duke's mayonnaise, of course. But after I did that, I was like, oh shoot, these kids are going to be eating barbecue at the course all weekend too. But anyway, that's what it was. And then for various other things that I had going on last week, I finally, drum roll please, because you've been tooting your horn for Forest Fire Barbecue in Coligny. For so long, and I've not made it over there. And I decided I had all these mouths to feed for all these various things that I would go and buy their bulk.
Right.
And I pulled up the menu here so I could talk about it a little bit better here. Not bulk. That's not the right word. But I did get like their meals.
Yeah.
That come with, you can get a meal with two fixings and, you know, bread and pickles and sauce and all that kind of stuff. And so I did do their chicken.
Yeah.
Which, holy crap, I think it says it on the menu, they smoke it with cherry wood and apple wood. And then the sides, potato salad and they call it crack mac, and oh my gosh, that's aptly named.
Yeah.
The crack mac.
It really
and then
is.
I also wanted to try their smoked egg salad, because I love I love eggs. I love boiled eggs. I love egg salad. But the smoked egg salad was excellent as well. And then their sauces. Do you know whether they make them in-house? I forgot to ask.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. So good. And you could tell the difference. I mean, it just is 100% different from buying a bottle of barbecue sauce at the store.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you were absolutely right. Now I know why you've been raving about them. That's, you know, I know I just said that I'd be okay if I never eat barbecue again, but that's, you know, that's not true. I was just being dramatic. And it'll be a go-to for me from now. I want to try their ribs.
Yeah. And the brisket is good. Sometimes they cut, they slice it a little too thick, but he's really bumped up in the consistency department. I mean, he had never, and he being Scott Forrest, he had never done anything to this scale before. And so out of the box, it was, I think it's fair to say a smidge inconsistent, but the next two times I went there, I said, okay, this is getting on track. I haven't been there in a minute, admittedly, but I hear people telling me, yeah, it was good. So I'm happy for him. That's,
well, gosh, and you know, we're getting ready to move into, you know, full on summer tourist mode.
Oh yeah.
He's in a perfect, the perfect location.
Yep.
There's so much on this menu I want to try.
Yeah.
I didn't delve into the desserts, but I mean, they've got a crazy great looking dessert menu as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're right on that, that crack mac, that mac and cheese and the, his banana pudding, same thing. And his desserts, if I recall correctly, all inspired by his grandma's recipes. He's tweaked them a little bit, but it's what he grew up with in Kentucky. So it's, he's really trying to make it authentic homemade. Now, of course, like you said, it's summer Caligny, you know, there's going to be mass production, but it's all handmade. I've watched them. I've been in the kitchen when they're doing it all. So, it's really, really good. I have a barbecue, a very quick barbecue story to add. I was driving down, this was Wednesday night, we drove down to Miami. And so I hit the road and I did not want fast food. I'd been in a good rhythm, diet wise, and I did not want to drive through anywhere. And I'm hungry. It's 5 o'clock, 5:15. And I saw the billboard and I knew about Smoke and Pig Barbecue right off of I-95. There are two locations.
Oh, yeah.
There are two locations. One at the Richmond Hill exit and one at the Midway exit. And the Midway exit I knew was like literally, you know, up not even a tenth of a mile right off of 95. So we stopped in Richmond Hill to top off the gas tank and I had my wife call in a sandwich. And I had had it before, but many, many years ago. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do that because, you know, a pulled pork sandwich is easy peasy. It's largely protein and you get a sandwich and I'll try one of their sides. And so I did. I had my wife drive and I got a pulled pork sandwich. I got had a choice of sauces and I got the sweet barbecue that they make all there. And it was as good as I remember. It's funny, this place, this Midway location, it's exit 76. Off of 95, and when I say it is right off of, when I say
well,
it is,
goodness.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, when I say it's right off of 95, it is right. I'm telling it 15 seconds off of 95, and so this place, it wasn't made famous by, but it has been frequented by Ben Affleck because he has his home down there on Hampton Island where he and J Lo got married
a couple
of years ago. And so, so I'd heard that he gets takeout from there a lot when he's in town. And so I get there, it was about 5:30 and there is literally not one human being in the restaurant except the two kids behind the counter. And I walk in and I go, where is everybody? And he says, I know, right? Yesterday at this time we were out the door. I said, oh, that's pretty funny. So I got in and I got out quick. And it is really good. You know, this is one of those things, make a note of this when you're driving down 95, if you're looking for something different than, you know, your everyday drive-thrus, it was $9.50 for a sandwich and a side. And it's good. It's really good. I would recommend it to anybody. Smokin' Pig Barbecue should be on your list if you spend any kind of time on 95, which I most certainly do. So
that is very reasonably priced.
Yeah, under right 10 there. Bucks. Yeah, and I was drinking water, and so it was good. Yeah, that was a nice little treat, and I got, because I knew it was a 6.5 hour drive, I got an extra little side of more pulled pork, because I knew in 3 hours I'd be hungry again. Sure enough, I was. So we were cruising past Vero Beach. I'm like, I'm gonna nosh on my pulled pork. So it worked out perfectly. Yeah. So you have anything fun going on this week coming up?
You know, I do. I've got to play catch up because, of course.
Yeah.
You know, as everyone knows, I'm a realtor, so I did have some clients reaching out, you know, that needed answers to questions, and yeah. I had to put them off a little bit because I was so busy with playing hostess all week. So I've got some catching up to do. But yeah, I actually think I'm gonna bomb back up to New York this weekend for the Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden.
Oh wow! Wow!
Yeah.
Fancy.
You know, it's like he's been in residency there for 10 years,
yeah,
and he plays once a month or whatever it is, and yeah, I keep not doing it, and I just decided, you know, they played the special on Netflix, and that's what gave me the idea that I have to get there to see him, because I don't want to wake up one day and he's announced that he's retiring, and I never got a chance to see Billy Joel, so yeah, I'm just going to do it.
It's funny. He's there so often at Madison Square Garden. We were there in New York Easter weekend, and this was Saturday. My daughter says, yeah, one of my friends went last night, and it was that Friday, Good Friday night. It was Billy Joel and Sting.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And so yeah, it's funny how it's there so often, you don't even talk about it. But yeah, he's there all the time. But it's funny how he fills up the place. A place as iconic as Madison Square Garden, he fills it up every single time. So good for him.
That's right. So that's really all I've got going on this week. What about you?
I'm having lunch. I'm doing some business in Beaufort, South Kakalaki on Wednesday. And then that's, you know, the rest of it is I'm working on a couple of very large projects that I won't get into now, but trying to get my ducks in line by Mother's Day, because then my daughter graduates college, so I will be significantly tied up with that. There will be lots of eating and liking we can talk about next Monday, but I just don't know exactly where yet. You're going up. It's funny, I was there Easter weekend. I think you were there the weekend after.
I was there for the earthquake.
Yes, you're going this coming weekend. I'm going back up there next weekend.
Well, look at us.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Funny. That's
well, we're
funny.
Representing the South, yeah, aren't we?
Yeah. Mine is literally a quick one day trip for something. We'll talk about another time because I'm very excited to share, but I won't disclose it ahead of time. So.
Sounds mysterious.
Yeah, no, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be better to talk about after the fact. So tell us, we'll cut this a little bit short and get out of here. Tell us where we can find you catching up after second Christmas on your island.
Oh, I'm on the Kaiser Jaton Group. We're a team of realtors that work at Coast, brokered by EXP. So you can find my information on the website, margaretcrenshaw.com, that will lead you directly to our website where you can view properties for sale on the island.
Very good. And I will give one final plug because I was there last Monday and it was really a nice scene. Every Monday, it's over here on my side of the river. But if you're looking for something different to do, get out of the house on a Monday, the Tybee Island Farmers Market is actually really, really cool in the shadow of their lighthouse. And yeah, it's a hall
fun.
Yeah, it really is. And unlike the downtown Savannah Farmers Market, they cook out there. There's prepared food. It's different. It's free. It's fun. And I thought, you know what? These guys deserve some love. I'm sure it'll be busy during the summer, but like right now, before it hits Memorial Day, I thought I'd mention, hey, you know, if you're out and about or looking to do something different, go spend a Monday evening out on Tybee, because their farmer's market, you could walk through it in probably 20, 30 minutes and then maybe stay out there and have dinner somewhere. It's a cool little something different to do. So I figured I'd mention that.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. We probably should, you know, this area, Bluffton has a farmer's market. Homestead has farmer's market. Yep. Wexford does something on Wednesdays. Sea Pine Center does special thing on, I can't remember, it's Tuesdays or Thursdays. But you know, that would be a fun thing. We should do that.
Yeah.
Like make the rounds.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your playing catch up. And we will talk to you next Monday morning. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or pomodorihhi.com.